Finance and Audit Committee meeting to order for the Cabazon Water District, July 16th, Tuesday, 5:03 p.m. Stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Now going to the balance sheet.
So just for the record, Director Wargo is present. Director Israel is absent. So yes, the first is the balance sheet. We're going to look at line item 8 and 10 combined.
Hold on, I need a pen.
I got one.
It's not a crayon. 8 and 10
so
combined.
8 Pencil and 10 fees.
Okay.
So the district's combined cash with Chase and the LAIF account balance is approximately $900,000. Oh, sorry. There you go. So the combined cash and LAIF balance is approximately $908,000 at the month end. If you go to the next page, line 57, total liabilities, it's approximately $1.14 million at the month end. So that shows that our liabilities are still higher than our cash at hand, mm-hmm. but you can see that we're closing that gap, which I think is very nice. Next, we'll go to the profit and loss. So this is for June, so this is going to basically
this
be the
is it,
end
right?
of, yeah, the budget. It's unaudited, but this will give us a good idea of where we stand for that whole fiscal year. So line 3, base rate water bills. This is the flat fixed monthly charge to all residents for water service. Year to date is actually over budget due to a higher number of active connections. That surprised me a little bit. I didn't think we'd go over, but that's a good thing. Line 4, commodity sales. This is the variable income from charges linked to water consumption. Year to date is below budget, but it's only at 92% due to lower consumption than anticipated. But this was also a very wet year. Mm-hmm. So that's really not bad. And then if you look at line 14, total operating.
What's line 6?
Line 6, fire sales.
Yeah, what's up?
Says year to date is over budget due to more fire sales than anticipated. So like the base rate, the basic meter, we ended up having.
For the fire flow?
Oh, no, fire flow is different. That's line 7.
Okay, then what's fire sales?
So certain fire sales is basically like a separate meter for businesses like Burger King,
okay.
The Wheel Inn. It's basically a separate meter just for fire services. It's something for the commercial accounts.
So did we get more businesses than we were expecting?
I'm not sure, but I think, you know that new taco shop right there by Burger King?
Yeah, we weren't expecting them to
I don't think
open.
We were expecting that, and that was a big one. And then I don't know if Dollar General was another one.
Okay.
It might have been, because I know Dollar General is very new. So that one.
And then there was another business, that Terminax place at the old Stone House.
The Stone House?
Like when you're going right across from where we just bought the property.
Oh, on Pecan?
Yeah, Shep's old place.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's like a stone house.
Yeah it's
like
really
a
nice.
Place or something.
That's what the fire sales are, though.
Okay. As you were. You said line.
And line 14, total operating income. So this is just your overall for that section. And it looks like we're at 95% for the fiscal year, which I think is pretty.
Why is facility fees?
Which one?
Line 12.
12?
That's pretty substantial.
Now, I don't know why they amended it to $64,000. I think they were anticipating a contractor group to come out and build a bunch of houses. That never happened. But typically the basic facilities fees, so those are for new meters, for meters that have never been installed at a property before.
Are we expecting $50,000 and more new meters than we thought?
I don't know why it was up that high.
Can we ask Cindy about that one?
We can, yeah.
Thank you.
Looking out here.
That's 50K.
Typically, right though, the basic facility fees, we're lucky if we get $9,000 for 1 year. Because
why are we budgeting for 64,000?
I don't know. We have had an uptick in like new residential construction, but I don't know why we would anticipate that much. That would be about 6 basic homes at that amount. But we can ask her. Next, if we turn, unless you had any questions about those other ones on the page.
I'm just skimming real quick.
Mm-hmm. Take your time.
65, workers' comp, that was due to...
Now, the workers' comp, we do have an invoice. They had a year-end audit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that'll adjust that closer to the actual. So it's at 65% now. But we literally just received the invoice for that, the remainder of that fiscal year today.
Okay.
So I suspect that 65 will be closer to actual 200.
And payroll taxes, we paid more. Is that Juliana?
It might have been.
30. Ooh.
Line 44, I wanted to touch generator service contractor. It's definitely over budget due to higher expected maintenance cost for the Apache generator. That's at our well, too. We had somebody come out, and they inspected it, and they said, oh, you need new belts, you know, oil change. There's a lot of maintenance to do on it. It hasn't been worked on like this for quite a while.
Yeah, that makes sense. So,
and then the same line 49, I know we've mentioned it before, but that one's definitely over budget. That's mainly due to Legend Pump and Well Services for the Well 5 rehabilitation. The rehab for Well 5 include pulling the pump to perform maintenance and restore water flow. We're actually having more issues with it right now, unfortunately.
After we did it?
Yeah.
After we cleaned it out?
Something else, but...
Okay.
Issues, but I think Calvin's going to touch upon that later. The next big one I saw was line 52, chlorinators. Year to date's over budget due to the purchase of 2 new chlorinator pumps. So basically, our field guys came to us and said, look, we have 2 pumps. I think I mentioned it to you, Maxine, before. We have 2 pumps, but they're constantly breaking down. They're a few years old. They're like the cheaper quality pumps.
Yeah, so that's under budget. Yeah.
They asked if they could purchase these 2 new ones that are specifically made for the chlorine application. They're keeping the old ones as spares. So if these ones go out, they have something to use. But hopefully, they purchased it in the hopes that it'll work better, it'll be more efficient, and it'll basically save them time, save the district the time and the labor and the little materials to keep repairing these other ones. So that's why that's high. It was unexpected, but the guys are really good. I asked them, is it a want or a need? And they said, well, it's kind of both, but we think it'll be more of a need. It'll help out the district.
Yeah.
So that's why they purchased those. And then I highlighted line 69, computer services, because
mm-hmm.
I know that's going to be brought up later tonight. Looking at it, so they were a slightly under what we anticipated for the year. They're at 85%. Comparing them, I just wanted to briefly see, so if we compare them to like our accountant, our legal, our engineering services, they're in about that same price range.
Yeah, but you guys have like 5 computers.
I know, we do, but these guys do a lot for us.
I think we should talk about that during
can and we will.
Yeah.
But they do a lot, like they're basically on the network or working on for us like 24/7. Like if we need something, we call and they're Johnny on the spot. It's pretty good. But we can talk about it later.
Yeah.
That's fine. I just highlighted it because I know it's going to be brought up. Let's see. Line 90 for vehicle fuel. Year-to-date, it's over budget. Ooh. Yeah, due to higher than anticipated fuel costs. We do know that...
Is that fuel cost or is that... No, because we didn't get a new vehicle this year.
It's for vehicle fuel.
Yeah.
So, like, all the district trucks, the district backhoe, which they've been using more for the training, the meter reader car, all of those vehicles.
It and we can't go back to a golf cart for the meter reader?
I don't know. You can always ask. I don't know. But yeah, it's pretty expensive. Line 93, tractor expenses. It's over budget due to tractor maintenance and service on the backhoe. It's been high all this whole time. We didn't spend anything additional in June, but it's still high. But we've talked about that before. Mm-hmm.
Service, trucks, repair, and maintenance is up.
Yeah, that is high too. 95. Let me see. We had some work done on the trucks. Let me see. Due to more vehicle repairs than anticipated, notable repairs included replacement of a transfer switch actuator on the 2010 Tundra and replacement of the four-wheel drive actuator on the 2009 Tundra. So there were some big ticket items, unfortunately.
Okay. And Water Ops phone and internet is up.
That one is. Which line was that?
That's 96. That's because we bought two new phones, right?
Yeah, three. Or, yeah, three. It's increased phone bills for the field workers on call phones. Because all three of them got on call phones.
Well, wait, we don't just have one on call phone? That they pass
well,
around?
Well, they, no. They not only use these phones for on call, but it's also for field work.
Okay.
So if they need to call a vendor and order parts, say here, give me a call back if you need it.
Yeah.
For all the business work too. It's for both.
So go ahead. What else do you have?
That's pretty much, what else were you looking at? Did you want to look at?
I was looking at the Main Street improvements, so we didn't do much on the, so, we leveled it, we didn't fence it.
No, correct. So, it was about 30 grand to level it, take off the structures, all that, and then to get the, what's it called, it just blanks. Property survey?
The fence line.
The property survey.
Yeah.
It was a big ordeal for the county. Yeah.
The 3 feet of fence line that we should just
give. Where the lines were here. But that's finally done.
Okay.
So the remaining 30 grand is supposed to be for the fencing. We're going to try, I talked to our guys, we're going to try to use the Connexes and use what we have. They might not look like $1 million and be beautiful, but say, you know what, use what we
that's
have.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But use were what we trying to impress the equipment?
No.
Yeah.
So use what we have now and then, we'll end up saving the money that we're paying for rent, and then down the road if they want to make changes or do something, we'll go there. But right now, let's use what we can and just kind of conserve and recycle. So our guys are really good though, like they're fine with that, they're not asking for much.
And then Sigma, we didn't pay as much in disperse.
No, which is good. Sigma fees. Which is good. So I suspect this is going to be on the budget for quite a few years, if indefinitely, but I like how we're seeing it less than we're expecting. And then line item 118, net income and loss. So fiscal year to date net loss is 125 grand, but we budgeted a loss of 132 grand. So we're actually doing better than anticipated. We're in the positive.
Yeah.
You look at it that way. And then that's all I have to report. Okay.
Public comment? Okay.
During the check signing.
Yeah, during the check signing.
So it's amazing.